Welcome to the very first iteration of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm market analyst Stephen Dagley, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by CommSec's chief economist, Craig James. And we'll be talking about some of the main things investors should be on the lookout for in the week ahead. So firstly, Happy New Year, Craig. Good to have you here.
And Happy New Year to you, Mr. Dagley, as well.
Thanks very much. So look, setting the scene first up, it's obviously been a cracking start to 2023 for markets globally. The Aussie markets hit a five-week high. We've had gains of around 3% in less than 2 weeks. The US market, has rallied by about 4%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ has done even better, lifting about 5%. And the past week has been all about inflation globally. But if you had to narrow it down to just three things that investors should be watching most closely next week, what do you think that would be?
Well, I think in terms of domestic economic releases, it's the Aussie job figures on Thursday. I think around the world, the job figures are really set up there as one of the most important indicators to come out. So I think Aussie job figures coming out on Thursday. I think apart from that, we'd have to turn our attention overseas. Chinese economic growth figures, the GDP figures, they're coming out on Tuesday. And I think probably the third thing is that we're now into earnings season in the United States, and that will provide a focus of momentum for the U.S. markets. And, of course, for the U.S. markets, that means for the rest of the world. So it does seem as though analysts have been a little bit cautious in terms of their expectation for earnings. The potential is if companies do meet or beat expectations in a big way, we could see that momentum that we're seeing in the last couple of weeks extending for another couple of weeks.
Okay, that sounds great. So if we had to look at a bit more detail in each of those, starting with the jobs figures, which were out on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, as they usually are, what are the expectations for that?
Well, the Commonwealth Bank Group economists, we expect a 25,000 increase in terms of jobs. Now, that's a fair way short of the November release when we saw 64,000 jobs, but no one expects 64,000 each and every month. That was very much an outlier. So getting back to normal in terms of job growth. We think that the participation rate remained unchanged. So the number of people either in the workforce, looking for jobs or having to have a job, and the unemployment rate is remaining at a 48-year low of 3.4%. So I think really the only missing thing on Thursday is we'd like to know, what wages are doing. We'd like a few more monthly updates on wages rather than having to wait each quarter for the wage price index. And of course, that's super important in terms of price setting.
Yeah, absolutely. So if, as far as the Reserve Bank's concerned, they'll be watching very closely, obviously, to see what the labour market's doing. And then the following week, we've got that all-important inflation report, of course, on the 25th of January. That's going to be very important. It's 2 weeks out from that first RBA meeting of the year as well. So if we turn our attention to the Chinese economic data on Tuesday, as you mentioned, so the economic growth data, the monthly data as well. What are the expectations for those releases?
Well, the figures aren't going to be flash. I think we can say that fairly confidently. So what the expectation is that the third quarter, the September quarter, was 3.9% annualized growth, and the December quarter might be only 1.7%. So that reflects the COVID strategy to try and eradicate COVID from China. The jury's out on whether that has been successful, that strategy, but certainly industrial production, so those figures come out also on Tuesday for the month of December. Likely to see a slower growth there of 0.8% down from 2.2%. Retail spending going backwards at a 7.8% annual clip. And what we're also likely to see is investment slowing to a 5% annual pace. So, not overly flash figures, but the good news is they're in the rearview mirror now, and now we can move forward, and that's what we're hoping for. The degree of optimism on China, the reopening of China, has been one of those factors providing momentum to the share market over the last couple of weeks.
And that's been a reason why, as well, we've seen, you know, the mining stocks being the one of the reasons why they've been the best performers since the start of this year. And we've had, you know, really significant gains in commodity prices. So oil's on a six-day winning streak. We've got iron ore prices up something like 50% in 2 months. We've had massive improvements coming through. So that's supportive, obviously, for one of our largest sectors. So finally, the US earnings. This will be the first full week of the US earnings season. You know, if what are you expecting overall over the coming week?
Well, I think the focal points is how much effect of supply chain continuing to have on companies. Are we seeing an easing of that? And yeah, so the anecdotal evidence is the partial evidence that we've got to date, particularly things like freight prices, is that they have come down and they're leading to lower import prices. We've seen that in terms of the latest readings here in Australia in terms of trade. What we'd like to see is the supply chain issues having less of an impact, which means companies haven't got to be raising their prices. And as a result, things getting back to a degree of normality, happens to be. But as I said, the analysts seem to have taken a fairly cautious line in terms of earnings, not expecting too much from companies. And that leaves the door open for companies being able to surprise. But it's going to be an interesting one in terms of what companies are doing in terms of their expenses, whether they have cut back in a big way, and how the revenues flowing through as well. The job market remains in pretty good shape in the United States, and so as long as people have got jobs, same here in Australia, as long as people have got jobs, they're likely to continue to spend despite the fact that you've got some higher prices for some of the goods and services.
And looking through the calendar, Monday's a public holiday in the United States. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday, so there won't be any US earnings on that day. But on Tuesday, you've got Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, United Airlines as some of them. Wednesday, there'll be Charles Schwab and Alcoa. And then on Thursday, Procter & Gamble and Netflix, which is always an investor and media favorite. So I'm sure we'll be hearing lots about that in the tail end of the week. But I think, Craig, it looks like it's going to be another big week ahead. Ahead of those CPI figures, of course, which will get all economists pumped towards the end of the month. But unless there's anything else from your end, let's hope we have a good week ahead.
Indeed. Thank you very much.